This Nations League special on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back and MyBookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. And for a limited time, get your share of $100 million in prizes once you enter the DraftKings free survivor pool. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get in on all of the action. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with NBA, NHL and MLB action? All you need to do is download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to betql.co and enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co, promo code SGP20. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SGP20. And finally, don't forget to sign up for the free roll football contest. We're giving away up to $5,000 for the best NFL handicappers this season. Sign up for free today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/contest. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/contest. You are listening to this special bonus show covering the first round of games for the resumption of the UEFA Nations League. You keep getting these bonus shows here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I keep saying to you guys, the last show you're going to get is going to be the EPL season preview. Then the shows are going to be exclusive to the Soccer Gambling Podcast. However, we had the show with the Messi saga combined with the Community Shield. And you're getting another bonus show here by popular demand. But that final show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is coming. The EPL season preview will be next week. And I'll also be throwing in a bonus fantasy show. But then that will be it. All shows will be moving over to the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at SGPEPL, where I will continue to give you those free pay winners, especially when the soccer season starts again. The EPL show will be back just before the 12th of September in time to preview week one. And of course, there will be a preview before that as well. So tons of content coming up, but all roads lead to lockbetting.com. And we were speaking about that content. Lockbetting.com is the best way to go to make money on my picks. I now have 76 months of consecutive track profit, made over $3,000 for clients again last month. And at the moment, we have the NBA, the MLB, the UFC, we have boxing, we have soccer, we have the NFL returning, we have WWE, we have everything back to bet on. There is no better time. And I always say get involved at the start of the month, because Patreon, who I use for my site for transparency reasons, they're going to bill you at the start of the month. And if you sign up on the 15th, 16th, 17th, whatever, they're going to bill you for September, because we do gambling content and it is time sensitive. So as much as it may be fun to go back and read my picks that have happened already this month, you will be charged for the entire month if you sign up, whenever you sign up in that month. So it's much, much better to get signed up early so you can make as much money as possible in the month of September for your subscription. So sign up now, lockbetting.com. As I always say, I don't need to plug this shit too hard. We all know what I've done on these podcasts for the last 6 years. We know that I've got 76 months of tracked consecutive profit, and I pin my P&L to my Twitter account. It's always the pinned post. At the moment, you'll be able to see the month of July, which is pinned there as we're doing the show. The month of August will be going up in the next couple of days. It's free to go and have a look at my P&Ls. There's 76 of them. And as I said, I use Patreon for transparency reasons because my whole community of clients are on there. And if there was even one mistake on my spreadsheet, it would be pointed out in the comment section. It never happens. It's always transparent. It's always perfect. It's always correct. And we always make money. So head over to lockbetting.com if you want to get all of my official picks. So let's move on to the Nations League, which starts up again, which is crazy that it's starting this week because there's going to be two rounds of games. And then once they're concluded, we're going to be moving on to the start of the EPL season. And the following week, we're going to be starting off with the Bundesliga season. I will be covering the second round of games, but they will be covered exclusively on my Patreon page. And to get the bonus podcast, you need to sign up to the podcast pack, which is just $15 a month for all of my podcasts over at lockbetting.com. And that's where I'll be doing the second round of these games. So I'll be covering the first round of games, which will be happening on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here, right here on this show. Before we begin with the games, let me let you know that I'm not going to be covering every single game here. If I did that, it would take an hour. That's not the kind of podcast I like to do. I like to be quick and concise and give you as much information as I can within a short period. So rather than following that EPL format where we look at every game, and of course there's much more games here to cover, we're going to cover the format from the European show. The European show is a show that we do over at lockbetting.com where we look at all of the games across Europe and narrow it down. And we're going to do that here. And that's actually better because what you're actually getting is almost like premium picks here for free because I've already looked at every single game and I've narrowed it down to my favorites. So as I said, you're getting premium picks here and it really is a bonus show with the way that we're doing it here. So let's begin with what will be perceived obviously as the game of the round. It's Germany versus Spain. Germany are the favorites here at home at 11-8. It's 12-5 the draw and it's 2-1 on Spain. We are getting two experimental squads here. Germany's first Nations League squad blends with experience and youth. We have Kevin Trapp, Toni Kroos and Ilkay Gundogan, and they're joined by the likes of Kai Havertz, Timo Werner, etc. So it's not exactly a full strength outfit, but it's strong enough to win against most teams in the world. However, when you're looking at Spain, they're strong as well, but they as well have mixed it up between youth and old. Sergio Ramos is in the squad and he is the top scorer in this squad. We're talking about a centre back with the six attackers only delivering 49 appearances between them. So these are two experimental teams, but there's going to be quality on the pitch nonetheless. When you're looking at Germany and Spain, you're normally looking at goals, but in this instance, I'm not. I'm actually leaning towards the under here. You can get under three goals on the Asian line, but that's at 3-5, and you can get under 2.5 goals here, even money with the over here at 8-11. I really like that play on the under here at 8-11. I think there's loads of reasons behind it. First of all, the statistical data. Fewer than three goals have been scored in each of the last four meetings between these two teams, and a total of five goals have found the net in those four games, which isn't a lot at all. So these two teams do tend to cancel each other out. Plus, we have the situation here of players who aren't familiar with each other, new players being called up to the squad, a brand new mix of players on both sides. That's going to take some getting used to. We still have lockdown conditions with no crowd. We have people that are aiming towards getting ready for the new season, especially with big leagues like La Liga and the Bundesliga. And we also have a combination of players that may have been on their holidays because as we're looking at the two leagues, which the players are primarily going to come from, La Liga starts considerably later than the Bundesliga. So players are going to be all over the place in different places. Some may have been called off their holidays. Some may be well into pre-season. Some may have played in the Champions League and maybe like winding down. So it's very, very difficult to know how these two teams are going to blend together. And I think for me, that all lends towards the under. We're going to have players at different fitness levels. We're going to have players that haven't played together before. We're going to have a feeling out process for sure. We're going to have players getting new caps at the international level. We've got statistical data there. For me, everything lends itself to that play on the under. And I like the under 2.5. Obviously, under three is a lot safer because that pushes on three and you only lose on four goals. But as I said, there's a lot more juice there at 3-5. And I'd rather take the risk on under 2.5, which is available here at even money. And obviously, as I said, you're looking at Germany, you're looking at Spain, you're thinking goals, but when you actually weigh it up and you look at the way these two teams come into this game, very much like when we looked at the Champions League final, and that one, I did get roped into playing the goals because the two teams had scored goals all the way, but then they found ways to cancel each other out. These two teams historically cancel each other out, and then situationally, everything is there for them to cancel each other out as well. Moving on to another game I want to look at here on Friday. It's Ukraine versus Switzerland. Ukraine are the narrow favourites here at 13-8. It's 11-5 the draw, and it's 7-4 on the Switzerland. These are two countries for me that are moving in very different directions. Ukraine have lost just once in the last 21 fixtures. Ukraine have won 8 of the last 9 matches at home. And they topped a qualifying group ahead of Portugal. They haven't lost a game since October 2017. Since their failure to qualify for the last World Cup, Ukraine have been quietly developing into one of Europe's best emerging teams, as evidenced by their superb run to the European Championships, where they said they finished ahead of Portugal and they finished ahead of Serbia. They've won 6 and drawn 2 of their last 8 matches. And when you contrast that to Switzerland, they have won just 3 of the last 9 away matches, with those victories coming against Iceland, Georgia and Gibraltar. So not exactly strong. And then when you look at the 8 wins from the last 9 that Ukraine have got on home soil, they include wins over the likes of Slovakia, Slovenia, Czech Republic, Serbia, and as mentioned before, a win over Portugal. They have big momentum behind them, and they are managed by a Ukrainian legend, Andrei Shevchenko, and they are playing for him. I think this is two teams in going in different directions, as I said, and I think it's a perfect time to back Ukraine here to win this game. And you can get them at 13-8, or you can play it a little bit safer, and you can play them on the pick market, which is also labelled as draw no bet. If you listen to soccer in 20 parts 1 and 2, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. So Ukraine on the pick market, draw no bet market, are available at 5-6, and Switzerland are available at evens. Ukraine are the narrow favourites here, but I love them in this spot to continue winning, continue that home form, and getting this win over a fading Switzerland team who are bang out of form and are really struggling away from home against a Ukraine team that look really good at home. Obviously, there's no fans here, and that could have some influence because the Ukrainian atmosphere is an intimidating atmosphere because that's what the supporters do. But I still think, even for footballing reasons and momentum reasons and everything that goes into this, I still like the pick on Ukraine here, especially at a price of 5-6, where you're refunded if the game ends up being a draw. Before we move on to Friday's game, let me let you know that everything I'm giving out here, you can bet over at mybookie.ag. Invest in your intuition, use promo code SGP, and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Use the promo code SGP and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at mybookie. Don't forget, we're also brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now. Use the promo code SGP to get a free shot at $1 million top prize. And for a limited time, you get a share of $100 million in prizes once you enter DraftKings free survival pool. That's promo code SGP to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings. Don't forget, The Soccer Gambling Podcast is also brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. And don't forget, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% with free shipping at manscaped.com and use that code SGP. We're also brought to you here by BetQL. BetQL will give you an advantage over the sportsbook when it comes to NBA, NHL, and MLB. All you need to do is download the BetQL app, and that's all you need to make smart bets this season. Head to BetQL.co, enter our code SGP20, and you'll get 20% off your first subscription. That's BetQL.co and the promo code SGP20. Also, don't forget to sign up for our free roll football contest because the NFL is around the corner and I can't wait, even though there'll be no fans there. I don't care because it's football season and I'm just glad that we are getting it. We are giving away up to $5,000 for the best NFL handicappers this season. All you need to do is sign up today and head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/contest to do so. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/contest. And finally, let me give a little shout out here to Ace Per Head, because if you ever thought about starting your own sportsbook but don't know how, Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with all-inclusive professional betting site with all lines updated to the second and wages graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support available 24/7, and they offer the sharpest lines in the industry. They offer a live betting experience and an amazing mobile betting experience, and you can get started today. Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Moving on to Friday's games. First game I'm going to look at here is the Netherlands versus Poland. The Netherlands or Holland are available here at 8-15. It's 3-1 the draw and it's 11-2 on Poland. I think without Lewandowski, it's an opportunity to automatically play the Netherlands here. Obviously, it's a bit chalky at 8-15. You can add them in parlays and whatnot, but I do think they end up winning this game, despite the fact they are under caretaker management. I don't like Poland without Lewandowski. Yes, they've scored in 7 of their last 8 away games, and they are a free-scoring team, but you're taking away one of the best goal scorers in the world from their team. And Holland themselves, they are a free-scoring team. They've netted 22 goals in their last 9 games. And I do think that they will have way too much here for Poland. Despite the fact that they've lost Ronald Koeman, I think that the caretaker manager is going to want this job full time. He's going to put out full strength team. We saw Memphis Depay playing very well for Lyon here. He seems to have recovered from that injury. We saw him start the season with a hat trick in League One. So I expect Holland here to comfortably see out this game. Plus we have that back line as well with Van Dijk and De Ligt. And Van Dijk looks like he's ready for full fitness. Just looks a few weeks away from the Premier League season. And I don't think there's going to be fitness problems with him. And I don't see any fitness problems throughout this Dutch squad. I think whoever they end up playing, I think they'll be stronger here than this Poland team. So that pick, I think, even though it's 8-15, it does represent some value. Another game here I want to look at is Italy versus Bosnia, where Italy are the 3-10 favourites. It's 19-5 the draw, and it's 15-2 on Bosnia. I think that your Friday parlay would have to include the Netherlands and Italy. Italy previously played this team in qualification on the 15th of November away from home and beat them comfortably 3-0. And this is a Bosnia team that will be missing Pjanic. I don't see how anything's going to be different here. I like Italy to win this game comfortably. I like Italy to win this game with a clean sheet. I also like Italy on the minus 1.5 handicap, which is available at even money. Previously, in previous years, you wouldn't be confident about taking Italy to cover handicaps, but this is a very different Italy team. They are much improving. They actually won all 10 of the Euro 2020 qualifiers, including a double over Bosnia. Bosnia have actually lost 5 of their last 8 matches and 5 of the last 6 away from home. And as I said, this Italy team is very different because they have attacking players now and they have seen at least 3 goals in 8 of their last 9 games. So this is a very, very different kind of Italy team, and you can back them more confidently to cover handicaps with the players that they have. Plus, they're still defensively sound. So whether it be the handicap or the 2-0 bet, I like them both. I fancy Italy to win this game comfortably by 2-3, maybe even 4-0, especially with Bosnia being without Pjanic, who's their key playmaker. Moving on to Saturday, and we have a massive revenge game here. Iceland versus England. I'll explain why in a second. Iceland are at 9-1. It's 4-1 the draw, and it's 33-10 on England. If we remember 2016, England were knocked out of Euro 2016 by Iceland. It was a humiliating result. It resulted in the end of Roy Hodgson and the subsequent hiring of Gareth Southgate, which ended up rejuvenating people's interest in international football, because nobody had an interest in international football at this point. People moaned when the international break would come up and we would get a break from the EPL. They didn't want it. They wanted the EPL season to continue because international football was a boring break from the exciting football of the EPL. But all of a sudden, Gareth Southgate started to pick these young players, and all of a sudden it looked like England might win something, so much so that they got to the semi-final of the last World Cup 2 years ago and were one of the favourites for Euro 2020 and will be one of the favourites for Euro 2021. So from that horrible defeat from Iceland, at the hands of Iceland, English football and international football was rejuvenated under Gareth Southgate. All these young players came through. A World Cup semi-final came from it. And England looked like challengers to Euro 2021. But they will still want to revenge this defeat from Iceland because everybody remembers it. And this weekend, England have the opportunity to do so. Obviously, we're not going to back them here at 33-10, but I do like England at 4-5 to cover a minus 1.5 handicap, because when you're looking at the attacking options that England have, you're looking at the players that Iceland are missing, because Iceland will be without Gylfi Sigurdsson, Burnley's Björg Gudmundsson, and Augsburg striker Alfred Fibogason, it will hurt the team here who are already short on quality. Whereas England, even if they are missing the likes of Marcus Rashford and Harry Maguire, they have so much quality to come in. I mean, let's look who the front line will be if Rashford doesn't play. He's going to be replaced by Sancho. Sterling's going to be on the other side, and Harry Kane's going to be in the team. Even if England don't go with that front three, they still have so much talent on the bench. Mason Greenwood of Man United has been called up to his first England squad. I expect him to get some game time. For me, it doesn't matter who England play here. They will end up winning this game comfortably. They will avenge this defeat against Iceland from 2016. And obviously, most of this squad weren't even involved in that, because that one represented the end of the likes of Wayne Rooney and the final nail in the coffin of the golden generation. And after that, Gareth Southgate took over, and it looked like it was going to be a rebuilding mission. No one could foresee that a World Cup semi-final would come along 2 years later. And Gareth Southgate has obviously been linked to numerous jobs here in England since then, including the Manchester United job at one point. But he stayed with England, and he should do, because England do have a real chance of winning Euro 2021. I don't think that they will, because they have problems at the back. I don't think that they're going to be solid enough defensively. And I think, well, actually defensively, they're not too bad. When you look at the likes of Joe Gomez partnering up with Harry Maguire, they have plenty of options at fullbacks with Trent Alexander-Arnold and Ben Chilwell, probably the front runners for that. They obviously have weaknesses in goal. I don't rate Jordan Pickford. I'd be looking to bring in Dean Henderson or somebody as soon as possible. But it's in midfield, I think they have the creative weaknesses. Yes, you've got Jordan Henderson there, who's proved to be a reliable player for Liverpool, but you don't have too much in and around him without having to play the likes of Ross Barkley, who's pretty much just a bit part player at Chelsea. So there are weaknesses in the England team. They do need very much to bring through a creative midfielder. It'll be interesting to see what kind of season Phil Foden has at Manchester City this season. That's providing they don't sign Lionel Messi. So if they don't sign Messi, Foden will have more of a time to shine, to come in and be that replacement for David Silva, which will be very important to England, because it will fill a big gap in the team, because up top they are absolutely deadly with the pace of the likes of Sancho and Sterling and Rashford. And we're looking at Harry Kane in the middle, one of the best finishers in world football, probably just behind Lewandowski of Poland and Bayern Munich. Then you're looking at a top class team. So England have a chance, but they do need to improve in some position. But I don't think, if we're staying on point, I don't think there's any way that they don't win this game against Iceland. That's another one here you can add into your parlay. So you can just simply go with the Netherlands and Italy on Friday, and you can add England to that here on Saturday. That'll be a nice three-way parlay for you. But I like England much like I like Italy on the minus 1.5 handicap. The final game I'm going to look at here is Sweden versus France. France obviously are the world champions and the favourites to win this game. They're available at 5-6. It's 12-5 to draw, and it's 18-5 on Sweden. I think this game is going to have a very, very definitive pattern, which is going to be Sweden sitting back defensively and France coming in to try and break them down. Obviously, France have a lot of players that are involved in the Champions League. They're going to have fitness issues. They're going to be much like Germany and Spain. They're going to have players that are in and out, some at different stages of preseason, some just recovering from Champions League football, etc. So I don't think that they're going to quite have the cutting edge to get these goals against Sweden to run this total over. At the same time, I don't think Sweden are going to penetrate this French defence. I'm looking at the under here, which is available at 4-5. It's another under, but again, we have the conditions, we have the fitness, and we have the inconvenience of the placement of these round of UEFA Nations League games. So I think the under is another good play here for this one. Sweden, France, I don't see this one getting to 3 goals. For the lock on this show, I'm going to give you guys 2, just in case you listen to this late, and I don't want you to listen to this on Friday and you've already missed the play. So the first one's going to be Ukraine. If you listen to this on time, Ukraine as a pick on the draw no bet market, which is available at 5-6. Looking at the data going into that one, where you have Ukraine being so formidable at home and on the up with only 1 defeat in 21, and Switzerland with just 3 wins in their last 9 away games, 2 teams going in very different directions. So for me, that one is a no-brainer. And the other one would be England to get a convincing victory away to Iceland. Iceland missing key players. England have strong players no matter who they play, and is the revenge factor of 2016. Obviously, there's an element of me saying that a lot of these players won't care about that because they weren't involved, but it's still an opportunity to avenge that. It's still an opportunity to get a good result. I think the fitness of the England players will be strong because we're just 2 weeks away from EPL. And I think England will go on to win this game and cover the minus 1.5 handicap, which is available at 4-5. So they are your 2 locks. And that is the end of your Nations League show. As I said, there is a second load of games. They start on Sunday, and they run all the way to Tuesday. They will include France, Croatia, Denmark versus England, Netherlands versus Italy, Spain versus Ukraine, Switzerland versus Germany. It's very interesting games still. And I'll be looking at those over at lockbetting.com. I'll be putting out a bonus show where I'll be covering all of those games. Even here, there were some games that we didn't really look at. There's some interesting games on Saturday. Denmark versus Belgium, Portugal versus Croatia. Depending on when I do that show and if I have any leans on those plays, I will maybe add them to the podcast. But as I said, if you want all of my official plays, then head over to lockbetting.com and subscribe to a package. I think you've got some pretty decent plays here. The 6 games we played, I like all of those plays a lot, especially leaning towards those unders. And obviously, you ended up with 2 official lock plays that will go onto the lockbetting.com P&L. That's it from me. The next time you'll hear from me, it will be that EPL preview and the fantasy bonus show. I'm going to be doing 2 shows. I want you guys to know that I really want you to enter this year for the SGP fantasy tournament. I'll be tweeting out on SGP EPL about that. The guys from the sportsgamblingpodcast.com will be supporting that as well this year. I want you guys to be in the fantasy league, and I'll be talking more about that when I do the fantasy show. That will be coming out just in the next few days. I won't be holding back on that. That'll be coming out in the start of the week. And then towards the middle of the week, we will be getting that EPL season preview. And very shortly after that, we'll be getting the EPL show. But that first EPL show, that is going to be exclusively over on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. So if you're listening to this still on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, please, please, please head over to and subscribe. And still, please continue to give me those iTunes review, because the Soccer Gambling Podcast is a brand new feed. And if you've given me a review before, I appreciate it. But we need all of that stuff again in order to get us up with the sponsors and everything for this Soccer Gambling Podcast. And obviously, the more reviews that we get and the more subscribers that we get, the more content that we do. At the moment, my obligations lie with the EPL and the Bundesliga and the Champions League. But maybe there's a possibility that we carry on with the Europa League, or maybe we even bring more content to the feed. I want to do as much as possible. In order to do that, I need the listening numbers, I need the subscribers, and I need the reviews. Once we get all of that and we can help this grow and we can share it, we can get other people listening to it, and we can start making more and more people money, then we can end up doing more shows here on this feed. We need you guys to help it grow. Just grow it like you did for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And that all came with subscribers, that all came with reviews, and that all just generally came with word of mouth and getting more and more people to listen. So just do what you guys did before, and it will be very much appreciated. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets, as always, and thanks for listening.